We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We do have some breaking news from the NBA. Breaking news on 92.3 The Fan is presented by BetQL. Bet smarter by downloading the BetQL app. Chris Haynes has it. Phoenix Suns have notified star Chris Paul that he will be waived, making the future Hall of Famer one of the top free agents this offseason. League sources tell him and TNT Sports. It's so weird because Chris Paul's 38. Chris Paul is coming off a year where he played only 59 games. Obviously, the injuries were a huge part of his ineffectiveness. Late in the season, the Suns were disappointing. This one has me scratching my head a little bit.
Why so?
Well, listen, I know that it can get complicated with Chris Paul and Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, but like you're giving away a guy who is one of your four best players for nothing. And I know that, you know, his contract is not fully guaranteed for next year. As a matter of fact, a small part of it is guaranteed. But if I remember correctly, you've already got Ayton, Booker, and Durant making considerable money, so it's not as if you can open up a swath of cap room to sign somebody much better. I kind of hate this. Kind of hate this for the Suns.
Kind of hate it, huh?
I kind of feel like the Suns. So the Suns did the thing that every rookie owner does, where the rookie owner comes in and he's replaced a guy that not just wasn't liked, was despised in Phoenix, and he's like, I'm going to make these people love me. And how do you do that? Well, there are a few things you do. Now, Matt Ishbia, Dan Gilbert's mortal enemy, apparently.
Yep.
He took over the team just before the trade deadline. And he actually negotiated that he could do that because his goal was to try and win a title in his first year. So he made the decision, along with James Jones, former Cavalier, not mortal enemy of Dan Gilbert, to trade everything for Kevin Durant. Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, there are a couple other names of players, and pretty much every first-round pick that the Phoenix Suns have until Bronny James will be like 5 years into the NBA. And it didn't work out. Shocker, you traded for a 35-year-old, aging but still really great, but maybe not who he was 4 years ago, Kevin Durant, with injury issues, and you gave him half a season to try and win an NBA title. They failed, and so what do? They fired Monty Williams, probably not the right move, and now they've cut Chris Paul.
Prediction? Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, vet man?
Something minimum. He needs a title. He's got to have a title.
So you don't think Kyrie's going there?
I mean, I think if you're the Lakers.
I don't know about Kyrie.
I think if you're the Lakers, it's a hell of a fallback.
If you can't get Kyrie, like, take Chris Paul.
So here's the thing here's what I struggle with the Kyrie to the Lakers thing. A lot of people much smarter than me have said that all that ballyhoo about Kyrie trying to get LeBron to Dallas was just Kyrie communicating to the Lakers. Mm-hmm. If you want me, you're going to have to pay me max money.
Right.
And by the way, Kyrie absolutely should be what he's interested in. Like, if somebody's dumb enough to give that dude 4 years, $200 million, whether that's Dallas or anybody else, they should do it. I mean, like, Kyrie should take it. I don't think anybody should give him that kind of money. So this fantasy land that Laker fans have lived in, that Kyrie Irving's going to take the vet min or he's going to take the mid-level exception to go play with LeBron, even though that might be what's best for his career. Because if you win a title with LeBron a year from now, I'm telling you, people will not be talking.
People will forget about all the social media posts and the stupid things he said over the years, and he'll be back probably in somewhat decent graces with the NBA folks.
And if it's a one-year deal, he'd probably get the $200 million.
He'll get the $200. He'll have another championship, and he probably gets Nike back.
Yeah. Now, that being said, if somebody's dumb enough to give you that money now, just go ahead and take that money.
And he just keeps tripping over his own stuff.
His own foots. As we've said on the show today.
Kyrie just continues to fall forward. It's amazing. People just want to pay this guy money because he's really talented.
Yeah, and by the way, I think the only way he's getting that money is Dallas. But Dallas is just the right amount of desperate and stupid to do this. Because they gave up so much to get him. It's more about the draft picks than anything. They gave up so much to get him. And right now, they're down to the 10th pick, which they literally tanked out of the NBA play-in to get the 10th pick to have another asset to try and trade for a third player alongside Kyrie and Luka. So I think that's going to happen, by the way. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a big, like
LeBron's
a DeAndre.
LeBron's not going to Dallas.
No. That's not what
I
was talking about.
No, I know that. But I'm saying people have speculated on that, and there's just no way that's going to happen.
One, LeBron doesn't fit with Luka. That's just the number one thing. They're both.
Just can't see LeBron a Maverick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a really good point, too.
I mean, they did beat him in the finals, too.
I was trying to. So what I immediately went to was, is there a narrative that LeBron would support if he got traded there? And by the way, he wouldn't. But because that's what LeBron is. LeBron, here's the only reason why LeBron to Cleveland 3.0 isn't absolutely bat bleep insane. Because it is the homecoming. Because
he has a $20 million house here.
Well, and the homecoming narrative will always play.
For sure.
It's why I can't be mad at Donovan Mitchell if in 2 years Donovan Mitchell wants to go back to New York.
Right.
I get it.
I mean,
it's your home.
Remember, Bronny James just committed to USC. He's not leaving Los Angeles this year.
And certainly not for Dallas.
Not for Dallas.
Hey, son, I'd love to watch you play at USC.
You know what? I'll be in Dallas.
It's me and Cubes and Bobby Flay hanging out. I don't know if that's where Bobby Flay lives. I just imagine.
It sounds like a place he would live.
That's interesting. The Chris Paul thing's really interesting. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it about the Cavs thing. One, I don't think there's a shot in hell he comes to the Cavs.
Probably not.
But man,
he could help the Cavs.
Well, look what he did for the damn Suns. This to me is what ultimately drives me crazy about the NBA.
He is one of the best point guards of all time.
Well, and I just think, look at his 1 year stop in Oklahoma City where he rebuilt his value after failing, and that's in quotations, in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I think J.B. Bickerstaff was a head coach. I actually might be wrong on that. That might have been the Dwight Howard, James Harden year for J.B. But Chris Paul went to Oklahoma City, a team that was trying to tank, and they started to sit him because he was winning too much. He then goes to Phoenix, a team that was I feel like we gloss over this because nobody thinks of the Suns. They were where the Cavs were before LeBron came back. Every year, top 10 pick, they drafted good players. It just didn't damn matter because they were an awful organization. Chris Paul went there and they were in the NBA Finals. Or they were on the cusp. Remember, because it was in this first year, So they had the great run at the end of the bubble, and then Chris Paul went there, I think. And then, bam, you're making a push to the NBA Finals. And 2 years later, we bought him out in the playoffs. Let's go ahead and waive this guy. If you were trading him for a better player, I totally get it. That's just smart basketball. But now you're just waving a guy who's, unless he's retiring, which is the other part of this.
There's no way he's retiring.
No, I mean, Chris Haynes said that he plans on playing several more years.
Did you say seven
several
or several?
Several. Seven.
Several.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I was like.
I don't know if he was Tom Brady or not.
I was like, all right, well, he wasn't really that good last year. 7 years. I mean, you might have a year or two.
Several.
Okay.
Okay.
But to be fair, what you were saying earlier, that is the kind of guy the Cavs need to add.
Well, by the way, is he one of the best players in the NBA to never win a title?
Yes.
12th, I was just looking, 12-time All-Star.
Yep.
He's the only player that's even close, and you're not getting close to the assist record. Like, nobody's touching John Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's going to take a lot to touch Chris Paul at where he's at on the list, too, for a guy, even a young guy, building his career, 18 years in or whatever he is, 20.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at his stats and everything, like, all the accomplishments he's had, and he's never won a title. It's crazy.
And you know, it's funny. We got to get into what Le Batard had to say about Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
We probably won't get to it here. We'll probably get to it in the 6 o'clock hour. But he made the point about the style of play with Jokic hurting his popularity. I think that's with Chris Paul, too. One, there were dudes, and I didn't really know about this until I moved. You know, he's from North Carolina, and so I learned a lot more about him. He's really from the Charlotte area. I learned a lot more about him.
He played at Wake Forest, right?
Once I was down there. And apparently, like, NBA dudes hated him for the longest time because of the way he plays. Because he kind of just plays an annoying brand of basketball to defend, and he's his SOB on the court. But, like, you look back, not just was he a great ball handler, great distributor, pretty decent rebounder for a point guard, but, like, legitimately a great defender, kind of just a pesky, annoying defender for a guy that isn't the biggest guy in the world. I don't know why I blacked out and just started talking about my love of Chris Paul. The greater point is, I made this point, like, they don't need another point guard, so it's not Chris Paul. But if there is a Chris Paul type that plays either the two or is a wing or even more of like a hybrid big, like give me a guy that can play like who Thad Young was like 5 years ago. Give me a guy that's a three or four, maybe play a little bit of small ball center. If you can get a guy that's an NBA vet to come in here with this roster and shoot the three ball on top of everything I just said – man, that's the kind of guy that could be a difference maker. And I know we think, like, we mock, well, how much difference would Kevin Love really make? He played 20 minutes a game. Those kind of guys that just know how to win, it's about when they play, not how much they play. I blacked out. What are we talking about? Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, way by the Suns there. When we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.